Yesterday we mentioned that in Shulchan Aruch there's a contradiction between, the Shach points out, a steer between two simonim and Hilchos Avelos regarding this din of Eino Isa Maisa Amcho. If someone is a mumer who's din a kaku, so then one doesn't observe Avelos for him. But what if he's a ganav? Also you don't observe Avelos. So we assume that the Avelos is out of covet for this nifter. So if he doesn't deserve kavod, so you don't show any avelos. Even though the Ramah paskens not so, that is Rabbi Kivayi's kasha. Ramah says that only the parent can be moichel on the Yud Beis Chodesh, because the extra avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh are over and above shloshim, that's only by parents, and that's b'shem kiberav. So he's a balim to be moichel. But the Shiva and the shloshim, the Ramah says he can't be moichel. Rabbi Kivayi tainas that it shouldn't be so. He says there's a machlokes of rishonim whether avelos is a kavod abris for the niftar or kavod abris in general. We assume that kavod abris for this nifta, for this particular nifta, so it's for his kavod, so why can't he always be moichel on his kavod? A person should always be able, while he's alive, be moichel on the shiva and the shloshim. That's Rabbi Kivayi's discussion. Anyway, we assume that it's a kavod for the nifta, so if the nifta doesn't deserve any kavod, it's ain't oisa maisa amchad, he's not dinner kavod, then you don't observe avelos. The only shaila is, what's the definition of ain't oisa maisa amchad? It's only referred to one as a mumad dina kakum. Okay. Or does it apply to anyone who violates chamurais? Or does it haruge bezin, that says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin? Haruge bezin, ein misablim olavelo oinanim. Yeah, that we understand. But what Rishayim Rina, the Torah requires that we should put the person to death. What do you mean we should? The family is also obligated to participate to the extent that they're able to in administering the Mrs. Bezin. So how can you say that you observe Avelis? That's not a tragedy. But what Rishayim Rina? Doing what the Torah requires. There, by Haruge Bezim, you know for sure. And if it's a Mumad Dina Ka'akum also, you don't observe Avelis from Nochri, that we understand.
Are we ever right in this part? We learned this from one of the that's not a special idea.
So that's what the Min Hasino says. Don't you see from these Gemara, not only a Mumer who's Dina Ka'akum and a Mumer by Chamuris. The Pashtus says that Ribis is not from the Chamuris. Pashtus says, even though the Gemara in Perikah Zeh Neshach quotes Pesukim from Yecheskel, that one who lends beribis is like Ovid Avodah Zarah and everything on the books, but still, the Pashtus says that it's not from the Chamorah. So Luchari, you see from here, that anyone who violates any Aver, it doesn't mean that he once spoke Lashon Hara, it means that he's Kavua, that he does it all the time. He does it all the time. He's a professional ganav, he's a professional smuggler. That's what he does for a living. So he's a mumer. He's a mumer to any mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. Unless you say that here it's a special, like the Rambam holds that there is a din of kibbutz, even if the parents are not religious. But the Gemara says over here, the tour is kasha. The Gemara says, Eino is my samchad, there's no din of kibbutz. So the Nitziv in his Mirai Mesada, in the Shiurim that he gave in Baloshan, Mirai Mesada, and the Gemara in Bob Metziah, he says, no, it means a different thing over here. What do you mean? The kibbutz is to cover up on the fact that Hinich Lem Dova Mesuyim. We shouldn't leave the father embarrassed that he lent beribis. Why not? If this was his aver, he didn't care. So the children have a chiv kibbutz to cover up on the father's aver. It's a local svara. The Tziv says, according to the Rambam, perhaps it's a local svara. Tziv say like that doesn't prove anything. But if you hold like the tour, the Rambam paskins like the tour. But if the parents are not religious, there's no din of kibbutz, even while they're alive. So if you all like the tour, so then the Gemara is saying, "Hey, no, it's my samcha, even by ribis, that there's no mitzvah of kibbutz." Yeah, that's in the Minchas Chinah points out. It doesn't have to be chamuris, and it doesn't have to be Mrs. Bezin. It doesn't have to be dina ka'akum. If it's a mumatani aver. So this lemaisa, this is astir and shulchan aruch, two simanim. So the Shach points out this theory doesn't have a teres. So the Ksav Sefer writes a tshuva aloch lemaisa on the topic. So he wants to make a compromise. The Pashto Pshat, it's not that it farenfers the steer in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pashto, it's an okipta pshat. If it doesn't farenfer the steer, he suggests that if the person was a ganav and he got a heart attack and he died suddenly, so then the din is that you don't observe avelos. But if the person was a ganav, he always ate treifis, but it was always machal shabbos, and then he suffered it, he was sick and he suffered at the end, and then people, when they're sick in the hospital on their deathbed for a long time, they start to think over all of the activities that they did during their lives. So then he says we should be told that he did tshuva, which is often the case. But then the Ksav Sofer lived at a time that the reform were picking up. So he says, but if the person is a reform and a apikoros, so what should I have to think that he's going to do tshuva? If he's basically an Orthodox Jew, but he's a ganav, he's a malva beribus. So he's basically a religious person, so should I have to be told that he was mahar b'tshuva before he died. But if he's bechlal, he's a reform person, then he doesn't think that that would apply. Shaila aloha l'maisa, whether one is obligated to observe avelus if the one who died was an ein ha'isa ma'isa amcha, if he was a ganav or he's an echel treifus or something like that. That's a shaila. If the person wants to observe avelus, let's say, I don't have to go advertise to the whole world someone called me up on the phone last week, her mother's dying, and her mother, her parents are reform, and they left instructions that they should be cremated, and there's nothing the daughter can do about it. And what's going to be with Shiva? So I say, you don't have to embarrass yourself. Everyone in the neighborhood is going to know that your mother died. Mother lives in Bybrick somewhere. Mother lives in Florida. So the people in New Jersey don't know who her mother is. They just know she has a mother. The mother died. Mother's dying. So she doesn't have to embarrass herself. So she can fake through a Shiva. She wants a Sinishkin Avera to observe a Shiva. The only shaila you have is, are you obligated to observe Shiva or not? So maybe you're not obligated, but still, in order not to embarrass herself. So she can fake through a Shiva.
Woman, very common. Woman doesn't cover her hair. Your mother doesn't cover her hair. Sorry, you wouldn't be mechayiv me occur then?
I don't know. How can you say that? But a person talks lashon hara. I can't say that you don't observe avelus. No one is oisa ma'isamcha. The biggest tzaddik can talk lashon hara. Yeah, only the chafetz chaim. Chafetz chaim dies, so then children have to observe it. How can it be? It's not what people do in avera l'tayoven. How can you say that that's a no? I don't think so. Then the Gemara asks over here, how can the price it doesn't make any sense? Nachamo. It says, they have to give it back. Ribis, that's the Gemara Kufi Beis Aminah. The Gemara said, Imach is the mocker for the din of Rabbi Lezer. We discussed yesterday, Machlegis, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds in the first. First up in his own neshach, the ribis kitzutz ain't a yotze b'dayon. The Gemara said we paskin like Reb Loza, the Talmud of Reb Yechon. The ribis kitzutz is yotze b'dayon. And then the Gemara says on kuf yebeis amirab that it's based on a separate pasuk, based on the pasuk of echeche chimoch. That's only the day kol mazal arachman, lebrei lo kol mazal arachman. That's only a mitzvah on the malva. It's not a mitzvah on the children. Children don't have an obligation of Hatzoras haribis. Unless it's a double mesuyam, then we shouldn't keep it up, so then we have to give it back. That it shouldn't be an embarrassment. So the Gemara asks, what kind of keep it up? It doesn't make any sense. However, you understand that the Gemara is kasha. So to this, the Gemara answers, no, the father did tshuva. Before he died, he did tshuva and he stopped lending ribis. So the Gemara asks the kasha, Ibisha said tshuva on the third white line, my boy got bait. What kind of tshuva is that? Whenever there's a tshuva on an aver, ben adam lachaveroi, if I stole millions of dollars from other people, I do tshuva. Sure, I had the tshuva and goodbye. No, the Gemara says the tshuva doesn't get off the ground unless he gives back the money. That's like Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yutes and Menach. The Gemara has a famous memory. In Risa Talmud Chacham Shavir Avera Balayla Al Tahar Achar Abayoyim Shemo Asa Tshuva. The Gemara says Shemo Asa Tshuva. No, Vaday Asa Tshuva. So the Gemara says Vahani Mili. That's only if the Avera that he did was Ben Orim La Mokum. But if it's an aver b'mamayna, b'midah d'mamayna, how do midah b'midah d'yisura? B'midah d'mamayna, if he doesn't give back the mammon, so what kind of tshuva? There is no tshuva. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Idi osa tshuva, my boy got baked. What do you mean? Father did tshuva all his life. He was a loan shark. And all of his wealth was accumulated based on collecting ribbis. And then a week before he died, he does tshuva, he's not going to lend for ribbis anymore. No, mazal tov, what kind of tshuva is that? If he doesn't give back all the money that he took. So there's no tshuva. He boy la la haduri. Everything mom shall his big la hachsarat shemeis. He planned to give it back. If he planned to give it back and he didn't have a chance to, okay. So then the Gemara says that he is called oisa maisamcha. But if a person does tshuva on an aver ben adam lachaver and he doesn't ask mechila and he doesn't give back the money, so the whole tshuva doesn't get off the ground. That's not called tshuva. At least if he planned to give it back, he had a program to give it back. And then la hispik. L'hach sarat shemeis, okay. So then the tshuva is a tshuva. Okay. Then the Gemara talks about the details of this takana. The takana that was made by Merebi, Nishtas, Mishnah Zu, this takana, takana Sashovim. So it was only instituted b'shein akzela kayemis. That's the last line on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Hashdam Rav Nachman b'shein akzela kayemis. Takanas Rebbe was only if it's not the end. But whenever it's bien, of course you have to give it back. So therefore, our emphasis here for the kashas that we asked. We asked so many kashas. What do you mean takanas Rebbe? Aren't there Tosefta's and Bryce's that contradict it? And the Tosefta's were written by Rebbe students during the lifetime of Rebbe. So how can, like Tosis points out, so how can it be that that you don't accept the money back? Gemara says, no, if it's a gzela kayemis, then you do accept it back. Takanas Rebbe was only an gzela kayemis. But the wife said, afilo avne deina sholcho. So the Gemara says, it does mean avne, the bien of the avne. It means the meho avne. You lost so much money, you'll have to give your underwear, you have to give away all of your clothes in order to pay back all the gzelas. But it doesn't really mean that he had an avne. If he had an avne that belonged to someone else, of course, there is no takanas Rebbe, you got it, heshim besides zela, when it's bien, you got to give it back. Then the Gemara says, what about Morish HaGozel? It says, you don't have to give it back. Made a takanas HaShavim, you don't have to give back the Morish HaGozel. I, Rav Nachman, just said, b'gzela kayem, so you don't make a takanas HaShavim. And for the Gemara, no. Kevin, he could say to the Birush of your Rabbanu Kedaleisa, if you'll tell him that he has to give back the Morish HaGozel, have to knock down the whole building. He says, he's going to lose $1 million. So that's the equivalent of ein gzela kayem. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa that has a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yudin. A man stole a behemoth.
In the case of the Meir, she would still have to pay for the marriage.
Yeah, that's what Tosis points out. But since it is B'en, that's why you have to pay. In the other case, when it's mamish not B'en, so then the Takanas Rebbe was, you don't even have to pay. But here, it is B'en, but we treat it Kehila with we're not B'en, so that's why you do have to pay. You don't have to give it back, but you have to pay. That's the top Tosis points out. Where is that Tosis? No, not the Tapu. Rashi points it out. Rashi points it out. Yeah. Then Igmar quotes up Raisa that has a machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yudin. Rav Meir says, a ganav stole a behemoth and it gives birth and it has wool and everything is going on, making a lot of money, and you treat it as if nothing changed and you have to give everything back. You have to give everything back. Rabbi Yudin disagrees. Only the behemi have to give back, but all of the shvach that he cut off and the vladas and everything, that you don't have to give back. But Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon cannot say the same thing. We're always going to discuss what's going on. So first, we want to know what's pshat in Rabbi Meir. What is Rabbi Meir? Abai said before Ashita. Abai listed up that he collected five tanoim who say that Shina bim kaimayim, that Shinui is not kind. Who are the five? Shimon ben Yehuda, Ben Shammai, Rabbi Lezmiyak, Rabbi Shimon Aloz, and Rabbi Shmo. Okay, so we don't pass like that. Rabbi Meir is a little closer to more famous Tana. So the Gemara wants to know what's pshat in Rabbi Meir and the Braisa. The behemoth was Nishtana, gave birth, and it gave wool and everything. Every year you shear off the wool, grows more wool, shear it off. So Rabbi Meir says nothing changed. You got to give everything back. Everything you have to give back. Nothing is Nishtana here. So the Gemara is not sure. What did Rabbi Meir say? Boiluhu, my time to Rabbi Meir. What does he hope? Is it Mishum Tekasav Shidim Tanoim? We can add him onto the list. Abai had a list of five Tanoim. We should add Rabbi Meir's name also. He also says, Shino is not Koina. Or should I assume, my Dilma, Bialma, Mikra, Din, the Rice, Shini is Koina? Oh, Knosu, the Kokonis. Maybe over here, even though Shino is Koina, they made a Knos. Rashi explains, Shiloh, Yehei, Choyte, Niskar. That's why he has to give it back. This is just the heipach from the svara that the Gemara, that the other Tanaim say. We had on the top of Tzadik Dalet on the base, we ran through it yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mikra din deraisa shinui is not koine. The reason why the Mishnah says, im time Mishnah saying, the Mishnah says shinui is koine, so the Gemara says, mipnei takanas hashavi. So in a certain sense, that's what we pointed out yesterday, in a certain sense, it's chaytei niska. He gets away with a murder over here. Okay. So Rabbi Yechanan holds. Rabbi Yechanan sounds like Al Shina is not Kaina. That's what the Gemara says. How can it be? But we know Rabbi Yechanan holds that Shina is Kaina. Gemara says, no, he meant Shina Chazel Lebriyos. Shina Chazel Lebriyos is not Kaina. That's on the top of Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Lididi, Mefarshal Mered Rabbi Yechanan, comes to Gozel Eitz and Meshup Masson Kelim, have the Shina Chazel Lebriyos. So Menatar, it's not Kaina. But with the Rabbanan, it is kind of Mishmah Pnei Takanas HaShavim. Give him a break, make it easier to do Shulam. So he says, Minatar Dushina is not kainim with the Rabbanon. We give my break that he is kainim. Rameh holds fakir. Minatar Shino is kainim. Whatever case he's talking about. Okay. It's not the same case. He's not talking about the same case. But the idea is punkta heipa. Rameh holds Minatar Shino is kainim. And the Ganif keeps all of the Shvach. And with the Rabbanon, Kadeshalei Heichaite Niska, we penalize him that he has to give everything back. So that's what they're not sure. My time with the Rameir. Should we add Rameir's name onto Abai's list? And it's a longer shita. Rameir also holds like Bishamai. Shina is not koina. Oh no, Mika Radin, Shina is koina. It's a penalty with the Rabbanon, despite the fact that he's koina. Kadeshalei Heichaite Niska. Zagmar Lamai Nafkamina. What's the difference? The din is the same. The Gemara said, no, Nafkamina is what if it will be the reverse? He stole the behema, stole any item, stole a metaltalim, that is, steal karkas, a karkain, and exelus, and you're not going to bishina. That's the Mishnah later on. If he stole metaltalim, and it was nishtana ligriyusa, not nishtana limayusa, it's worth much more. That it had lotus, and it had wool, and you cut it off, and everything. No, it's nishtani ligriyusa. Nafkimin alhecha, the kachsha mikrash. It went down in value. So if the din is that minatara shini koina, nikara din shini koina, so shini would be koina. So he wouldn't be able to say haresh alach lefanecha. Ganif would be koina the behem, and then he has to pay kishas hagzeil. But if you hold that minatara, he holds that shini ain't a koina. So even kachsha mikrash, you can say haresh alach lefanecha. That's where the Gemara is raising the question, what's pshat in Reb Meir? So the Gemara says, well, it's enough in the Mishnah later on. On Tzadik Bov, on the base, the Mishnah has the case. Gozo behem v'hiskin avon v'hiskinu. He stole an Eved and he kept him for 50 years. Now the Eved is an old man. He doesn't look at all like he did before. So that's a shinui. So, and he's not worth as much. The behem v'hiskinu. He stole the behemoth, he kept the behemoth for 50 years, and now it's an old behemoth ready to drop dead. So what's the din? So the din is that Shinu is koina, and the Ganav cannot say, if the din is that Shinu is koina, then the Ganav cannot say, Haresh Allah lefanechas. He has to take Kala Kazlan Mishalmim, Mishasak Zeli, if it would be no Shinui, so he can give it back to him and stick him with it, and say, Haresh Allah lefanechas. The Chiv to pay, Mishasak Zeli only applies when he's not doing Hashavas Abiyah. If he's giving Hashavas Abiyah, and then there's no chiyuv to pay. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. Machlokes Rameir and Chachamim. So the Chachamim hold gozo behem v'skinu, the way it's printed in our Mishnah. Gozo behem v'skinu, behem v'skinu, mishalim kishas hagzela. The chinu is koine both by the behema, as well as by the avadim. And since chinu is koine, you cannot say haresh olach manach. Rameir disagrees, the way it says in our Mishnah. Rameir Rameh, Bavadim Amalah Haresh Alach Lefanecha, why? Because Avadim Hukshu Lekarkois, and he holds Karkain and Exelis, Machlekes Reb Lezer Nachachonim, and the last daf in Baba Kama. Just saw yesterday, no? On the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, Machlekes Reb Lezer Nachachonim, where the Karkain and Exelis, Karkain and Exelis, so Reb Lezer holds, based on the way he darshans by Yikra Perikei, by Yishuos HaPikot, by Hashem Gzelis. Reb Lezer holds that Karka is Nigzelis. We pass in Karka in Nigzelis. So once you say Karka in Nigzelis, Avadim Hukshu LeKarkois. So Rameir says simple, Avadim Hukshu LeKarkois. So therefore Shina is not kind. Shina is not kind by Karka, because in Nigzelis, and Shina is not kind by Avadim. So by Avadim you can say Hirash Alach Lefanecha. And by the Behemah, that's Metaltalim. So you can, the Ganav gets a Kini Geneva. So he cannot say Haresh Alach Lefanechas. He has to pay Kishas Hagzeil. That's why we have the Girs and the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes Rav. The Rav reverses the Girs. The way we have it in the Mishnah comes out Rav Meir wins. So usually Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir is the Shitas Hayachid. Rav Meir should, his opinion should not be accepted. How do we pass Kol Halacha if you wouldn't know the Mishnayos? So we know about that, Karkain and Exelis. We don't have to know. Well, the Dafim happens to be over there on Kufi Zion base. We pass in Karkain and Exelis. How do we hold in Shas? Avadim Hukshu LeKarkois. The Machlekes by the Avadim Hukshu LeKarkois and not Hukshu LeKarkois is not a local Machlekes in Hilchas Geneva. The Gemara says it's a Machlekes here. The Machlekes is whether Einish Boy Malu Avadim, here the bottom of Tzadik Bavim base, the last five lines. The Gemara says, This machlokes whether avodim hukshala karkos lo hukshala karkos not a local shaila only here in Hilchas Shinui by Geneva. It's not yet to the Mishnah Shavuos. We have a klal. Everybody subscribes to a nishvoyim ala karkos. Even our blessed holds that karka and exalus. He doesn't deny that sometimes karka has a different din. He doesn't say that karka is always dinik in metaplet. There are clearly there's no ala karkos. A nishvoyim ala karkos is no mehilan karkos. Masking that there are certain cases. Karka is different from metaplet. So a nishvoyim ala karkos. Everybody holds like that. So what's the din? Would you say nishboim ala avadim or nishboim ala avadim? There's more quotes on the bottom of Tzadik Vavim Beis Machlekes Satanai. The Chacham Amem, ein nishboim ala avadim ulo ala karkos. And Rav Meir holds that avadim lo hukshu le karkos. So Machlekes Satanai, mekola tarakula, what avadim hukshu le karkos. Let's say ein ano le karkos. Would you say that there's ein ano le avadim? So we pass an ein ano le avadim. What else? Kinyoni karka work on Avadim, because Avadim hooks you the karkos. There's no me'ila the karkos. The Gemara says there's no me'ila on Avadim. Whenever there's no know the karkos, there's no know the Avadim. Whenever there's a din in karkos, so when call it Tarakulub, you assume Avadim hooks you the karkos. So the Gemara says over here, the way it's printed in our Mishnah, it's a machalik, Zameh, and a chacham, what Avadim hooks you the karkos, and Rameyah wins, that Avadim hooks you the karkos. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But we know from Shas that it's the reverse. The Gemara quotes Abraisa. The Rameh holds, Nishbayim alo avodim. Three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Vavim Beis. V'chachamim merimim. Ein Nishbayim lala avodim v'lar karkos kaz avodim hukshel karkos. So it's a steer between the Mishnah here and the Braisa there by whether yes or no Nishbayim alo avodim. So something is wrong over here. So Rav thinks that the Girsa and our Mishnah is incorrect. Rav is mehapech the Girsa and the Mishnah. That's how the Gemara says. In the, about 15 lines from the bottom of Tzadik Vavim Beis. Amrav Chanim Avdimi Omar Rav. He says in the name of Rav, the din is like Rav Meir. That what? That Avadim Hukshul Karkos. We know that from Gan Shas. That Avadim Hukshul Karkos. And Mori asked Akasha, what do you mean? Rav Shavik Avadim Avik Rav Meir. Why should he paskel like Rav Meir? Yochav Rav Malochi Ki Rav. The Gemara says it because there's a Braisa that contradicts. This is Braisa on the bottom. Then the Gemara says, why did he choose the Girsa and the Braisa over the Girsa and the Mishnah? How does he know which one is better? So the Gemara says, no, Rav had a different Girsa and the Mishnah. The Girsa and the Mishnah is supposed to be Fakir. And for the Gemara, Amri, Rav Nami Masnissin Ipre Yisani. Had the Girsa and the Mishnah Fakir. Sure. So it's a Machlekes and Shas. Whether Avadim Hukshul Karkos, if there's a special din of Karka, would you say Avadim Hukshul Karkos or not? So here the Gemara had a Shaila again on Tzadikim and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. A Meir says the God has stolen a behemah, the Taltalim. There's a Kinyan Gzela, and if a Shinui occurs, if you believe a Shina Kaina, then the Shina should be Kaina for the God. A Meir says nothing changed. He gives back the behemah with the wool, with the vladas, everything. He has to give everything back as if nothing changed. The Gemara is not sure. What's Pshat HaRameh? Does he hold like the five Tanoim of Abaye? He can add his name to the list that he holds Shina is not Kaina. So it'll be Bein Lekula Bein Chumer. If it'll be Gozal Bein Lebehiskina Kach Sham Mikrash, he can also give it back and say Resh Lachofanecha. Or should I say no? Nikra Din Derais HaRameh holds like the normal Shita, like this Hilo, that Shina is Kaina. And the reason why he has to give everything back is aknas shelo hechaytin nizka. Just the reverse from Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara says, "Well, toshma, what do you mean? Does Rabbi Meir hold? There's a Mishnah on Tzadik Vavim Beis where everybody agrees that Shina is going to buy behem, and the only machlokes hatanaim is whether avodim nigzalim, avodim made in nigzalim, whether all avodim hukshel karkos, and not hukshel karkos. But the premise is that by behem where it is nigzalis, so then you're going to be Shina. So you see, the Feirish Rabbi Meir holds that Shina is going to. Otherwise, how do you read the Mishnah? The premise of both of the Tanoim is that Shina is Kaina. So the Gemara Baya says, well, from the Mishnah you can't really prove anything. The Rabbanon hold the premises that Shina is Kaina. And the Rabbanon hold that Shina is Kaina both by Behemah and by Avadim. Because the Rabbanon hold that Avadim alo hukshu le karkos. So even though karka ain't an exalus, Avadim an exal. It could be Rab Meir, Lidibrem, the Rabbanon kom alohu. Lididi. I personally hold that Shina ain't a kaina. So I throw out the last two prokim in the home sikhta. Shina is not kaina, but leave out everything. Liditru, that you subscribe, you hold to such a new din, that Shina is Kaina, so you should keep in mind that there should be a difference between Metaltalim and Karka, and Avarim should be Ukshulu Karkos. And there's Machlekes with the Rabbanon, and there's a Shas Machlekes, but Avarim Ukshulu Karkos. He happened to pick on them here. But it's Nogei and Kala Tarakula, but Avarim Ukshulu Karkos. So that's what the Gemara suggests. From the Mishnah there, you can't really prove anything. It could be that the Rabbanon, Rab Meir is Lidivrem, the Rabbanon Kamalahu. That's how the Gemara suggests. That's how the Gemara suggests. Nachamon. So the Gemara says, Toshma Gozbaim Viskino, don't you see? These are the facts of Rameh, she didn't come back, Shina is not Kaina. I feel a Behema Nami. What? Shina is not Kaina. So by the Behema, you can also say, Harai Shalach Lufanach. He doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara says, maybe not so. Maybe Rab Meir Lidirem the Rabbanakom. Lididi, I hold Shina is not Kaina. So there's nothing to discuss. Lidithud, Amit, Shina Kaina, but it's not Kaina by Karka, so it should be the same by Ebed, Abon Mukshul Kakwa, should be Kaina. Then the Gemara says, but that dechia that you said, that's only a valid dechia. That's only a valid dechia the way we have the gears in the Mishnah. That the one who's mentioned first is the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say that Abode Malok, who Hukshul Karkois, and Rav Meir is disagreeing with the Tanakhama, Abode Mamal Hushalach Lufanecha, Abode Mahukshul Karkois. So then you can say, Rav Meir, Lidivrem the Rabbana Kamalahu. Lididi, I hold that Shina is not Kaina, but Liditru, you can say like that. But if you have Rav, if you have Rav's Girsa, and Rav's Girsa makes more sense because in all of Shas it says all over, and Kala Tarakula Abarim Hokshul Kakos. I mean, all over it's Rav Meir Shita, and the Rabbanan deny in Kala Tarakula. And every other Mesichta it says Abarim Hokshul Kakos. It says all over Abarim Hokshul Kakos. So that's why Rav is Magia. The Rav says the Girsa in the Mishnah is wrong. Rav Nami Masnis Nipre Sani. Rav had the Girsa Fakir. That what? The first one who's speaking is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one who holds Avadim Lohuk Shulu Karkos. And the Rabbanim disagree with Rav Meir and they say Avadim Ahuk Shulu Karkos. So if you say like that, you can't say Rav Meir Lidrem, the Rabbanim Kama Lohu. Rav Meir spoke first. Rav Meir is the one who initiates the whole discussion over here. And he says that Avadim, and he says Shinui is Kaina, and he holds that Shinui is Kaina both by Avadim and by Metaltalim. And the Rabbanah disagree with the Rav Meir. They're masking with what he said by the Metaltalim by Behema, and they're not masking with what he said by the Avadim. So if you have Rav's Girsa, you can say the Devarim the Rabbanah come home. So that Mishnah is a Hechocha Gemura. That's a Hechocha Gemura. That's what the Gemara points at. If you hold like Rav, so from the Mishnah is Beferish. A riot that he holds that Shinui is Kaina.
For example, let's say there is a halakha with Gabi Kesef Kedushin. There's an important Shishon that you can miss Karka for Kesef.
Right.
So would Avadim be the same problem as Karka with Gabi Kesef Kedushin?
That's a question. Why does some Rishonim say that Karka is no good for Kesef Kedushin? There's no Pasuk. Where they get such an idea from? So the Pashtus is that the Rashba quotes those Rishonim and say that you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha Kesef, maybe because they hold that you need Nesinus HaKesef. So the Karka is attached to the ground, so how can you do a Nesina? Just like you need a Nesina by a Get, so they hold that you learn out the Yotzeh V'Hoysa, Makash Abad Yitziah, just like by a Get, there's no Nesina on Karka, Mechubah LeKarka, so too there's no Nesina on by Kiddushin. But by Get Guf, if you write the Get on a Yahu Eved and you give it the Eved Knani, then it is Megureshes. I have bought a Mukshu LeKarkos. It's not a problem. The whole reason why a Get is no good but Mechubah LeKarkos is because there's no Nesina. That's how the Rashba says. But if you give an Eved Knani, you write the Get on, not allowed to make a tattoo on the Eved Knani. If you wrote the whole Get on the Yahu Eved Knani, give the Isha the Eved Knani, then the Mishnah says it is good. It's not a thing that Karka, the Torah's Karka is no good. Karka is no good for a Get because it's not a Sina. So if you hold Kiddushin, is also not going to be the same as a Get. But Avodim is good by a Get, so it will be good by the Kiddushin as well. That's because the Karka wasn't this might because Karka versus the Talmud. It was this might because there's a lack of the Sina. It's a different piece of it. So that's
what you can't make Kiddushin with the King of Kassel. I think it was that the
I mean, he throws a ring into her chatzah. So that's the Nesina. Like he puts the ring on her hand, so he throws the ring into her chatzah, that's a Nesina.
That's worse than
The Gemara says that it's even good. Let's say she's a shomer, I might be kodin. The girl is a shomer, I might be kodin. And I say that because now you're holding the ring, you can keep it of hariyam kodeshes. So the Gemara says that's good. So those of you shomer hold, yeah, at least that lends itself to the scene. So the akno, that's in the scene. Okay, we don't accept this opinion. It's an obscure shita. The Rashba quotes such a shita, Tosefta. They argue whether there is such a Tosefta. We don't accept that opinion. The Beishmur quotes the discussion. Shulchan Aruch, they don't even talk Beishmur talks about it. So that's the Gemara has on our daf like this here. About 20 lines from the bottom. Ika the army on Sarakem and Al. Ika the army. Holoi boilon. What's Pshat and Rav Meir? Whether Rav Meir and the Braisa means that he holds Mikra Adin Ashino is not Kaina, or Mikra Adin Shini is Kaina, but it's a penalty. Shalai Hechoite Niska. So the Gemara said, proof in the Mishnah Tzarek Gavon and Beis. The Gemara said, maybe it's Rav Meir, Lidram the Rabbana Kamalu. So the Gemara says later, Lidram the Rabbana Kamalu is only Shaykh if you have the Girsa the way we have in the Mishnah. Once Rav reverses the Girsa, so Rav Meir is speaking first. They can't say Lidram the Rabbana Kamalu. The Rabbanan are disagreeing with him. So that's what the Gemara says. Ika di Amri, another version has said, Holo Iboilon. There is no Shaila what Pshat and Rav Meir is. Medapech Rav etoni. Rav reverses the Girsan, Tzadik Bavan Abbas in the Mishnah, because of the Braiser from Shavuot. And his Girsi is, Gotol Behema Behiskina, but in his Kinam Sham Shas Akzel, the Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that Shino is going to both by Behema and by Abbanim. Achachamim Ramim, Avonim Hukshul Kakos. So Vaday le Rav Meir Shinu Kaini. It can't say Lidram the Rabban Kamlo. He's speaking first. He said first. He's quoted first. So it's even fairish that the Mishnah quotes Rav Meir that Shinu is Kaini. So he was holding on the top, higher up on the Yomar. The Gemara didn't bring this into consideration yet. That Rav reversed the Gius in the Mishnah. He can't say Lidram the Rabban Kamlo. The Gemara is still not sure whether Rav Meir and the Brice is saying that Shina is not Kaina, period, Mikra Din, Shina is not Kaina, could add his name to Abai's list, or it's just Knossot Kakonis. So the Gemara says, well, it's an often a Mishnah, Rav Meir, it's a different Mishnah, on Kufam and Beis. Rav Meir says that Shina is Kaina. So the Gemara, Toshma, what they quote from Kufam and Beis, Mitzvah Yalayad, Mitzvah Shachar, I have a sweater, and it has no color. And I give it to the cleaners. And I ask them, dye the sweater red for me. I want to wear a red sweater. And they decided that that's not covered at Torah. Rabbi should walk around with a red sweater. It's not a fine. So they decided they're going to make it black. The din is they're not allowed to do that. It's my sweater. I'm the balabos. That's called an act of geneva. That's the Gemara in Bavli Metziah. The Gemara says that there's a machlekes hatanaim hoebra das balabais nikra gazan lo nikra gazan. If I steal your property and I walk off with it, that's a ganav. That we know is a ganav. What if you give me money and you say, I see your shoes are all wrapped down, here's $100, buy yourself a nice pair of shoes. So I say, thank you very much, and I go and I buy cigarettes. I buy more gemaras. I buy more svar. And I don't buy the shoes. I didn't steal the money. He gave me the money. He said, I see your shoes look awful, I'd like you to buy yourself a nice pair of shoes. So that's called Oivav Das Balabais. The money, I didn't steal money from someone. We're over here. On Kufam and Beis. Balabas gives the sweater to the cleaners, to the tailor, whatever. And he says, I don't want a colorless sweater, dye it red. I like to wear a red sweater. And he decides that's not Kavod HaTorah. He decides to make it black. I ask him, Litzvah Shachar, Litzvah Adam, whatever. I ask him one color, make another color. So it's not outright Geneva, but it's Oivral Das Balabai. So that's in Bava Metziah. And Daf Ayin Ches on the base, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. The Gemara shows that there's a Machlek Zameh in the Rabbanu, but Oivral Das Balabai is Nikra Gazlan. And not, the Rameh holds Nikra Gazlan, the Chai Bionsen, is also called the Gazlan. So since he's called the Gazlan, so we say Shinu Kaina. This is a tricky din. Normally, if I steal a Gemara, I acquire a Kinyan Zela. Since I have a Kinyan Zela, then if it'll be Nishtana, all along it was above a Kama, and somehow it's going to switch to become above a Basra. So when it changes, then I'll be Kaina with Shinu Kaina. But over here, The whole act of Zeila was by doing the Shinui. He brought me in the colorless sweater into my cleaner, into my shop, my tailor shop or my cleaner shop, whatever it is. And he asked me to dye it a certain color. And I dyed the wrong color. So the Oibah Das Balabais is the act of Zeila itself. So the Gzeila and the Shina are boin kechad. The Shina is the act of Gzeila. So Rameo holds that you're still kind of. Rameo says, Nosen lo demei tzimroi. I'm kind of b'shinui. The tailor who dyed it the wrong color, the Shina itself, Oibah Das Balabais, is itself the act of Gzeila. And since he did a Shina, so Shina is kind of, even though it was the Vasachas, the Shinui is kind of. The sweater that's colorless is worth so much money. The sweater that's dyed one color or the other, black or red, is worth much more money than a colorless sweater. So the Mishnah says the tailor doesn't have to return back the dyed sweater, even though it's worth more money. Just has to give him back. He was going to dye the sweater and then charge him for the services rendered. He gave me a colorless sweater that's worth $5. And if you put in the dye, then it's worth $20. And the dye itself only costs $2. The raw material of the dye costs $2. But you have to know how to put it in the dye to dry it and hang it up and whatever. So for the pu'ula, I'm going to charge you a few dollars. So Rameh doesn't say that I have to pay him $20. He doesn't want a red sweater. He wants a black sweater, whatever. Rameh doesn't say that I have to give him back his sweater, which is now worth $20. Rameh says, Nosen lo demei tzimroi, because I'm kind of a shinui. Rameh holds, Oibah Das Balabais Nikra Gazlan, so it's an act of Zela. And because it's an act of Zela, he gets a Kinyan Zela. Where did he do a Kinyan Zela? Where did he do a Kinyan Hakbar? That's problematic. Just by doing the act of Shina, that itself constitutes a Kinyan Zeila. And then the fact that he did a Shinui, it's all boim bevasachas, so it's kind of a Shinui. So he only has to pay Kol HaGazlanim Shalmei Kishas HaGzeila. Rav Yehuda disagrees in the Mishnah, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, no, you're not kind of a Shinui. Why are you not kind of a Shinui? It's either you say because Oibah Das Balabai is not the Rav Gazlan. He didn't do an act of Gzeila. Maybe holds that the Shinui is only kind of if you first did it, if you first did a Kinyan Geneva, and afterwards you do a Shinui. But if the Shinui was simultaneous with the Gzele was the act of Shinui, he's about that advice, then it's not. And maybe holds that you only get a Kinyan Geneva if you take it, I'll ask to walk off with it. If he's not taking it to walk off with it, I thought I'm doing him a taiva. I'm dyeing his sweater. I thought it's not coveting for him that he should go around with a red sweater. I decided I'm going to make him a black sweater instead. So the shot is, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not kind of a Shina? Tosis writes on Tzadikam Abayis, there's a long Tosis of Shvash, Agav Zeila Kamifligi. So they have towards the end of the Tosis, five, six lines from the end. Why does Rabbi Yehuda so hold that mitzvah shachar mitzvah adam? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you're not kind of lefi she'enam miskaven liknoso? What do you mean? He didn't do an act of Ganela to walk off with the other one's property. That's what Tosis means. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not called Ganeva. Ganeva haste, if I'm walking off with your mammon, I put my hand in your pocket or whatever, I take your safe and I walk off with your safe, that's Ganeva. I'm not walking off with anything. You came to my shop and you asked me to dye it, and I dyed it, and then I thought I'm doing you a favor. I'm going to make it prettier than you asked for. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not called a Kinyan Geneva. Not a Kinyan Geneva, you say not kind of machinery. The mayor has a lot of assumptions here. This is even less than Shoshlamidas. At least I'm stealing the item temporarily. I'm taking your item, which doesn't belong to me, and I'm using it, but I plan to give it back. But I'm stealing it. Some Rishonim seem to say that even there there's no Kinyan Zeila. That's a bigger Chiddush. Here it's less of a Chiddush. I'm not even stealing it with intention to walk off with it. I decided that it's better for you to have a red sweater than a black sweater. Better to have a black sweater than a red sweater. I didn't mean to take anything away from you. I thought I was doing you a favor. And then you come and you blow your stack. What'd you do? You made it the wrong color. I thought I meant to say Rosla. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not so hard to understand on Kufa Mebeis. Why Rabbi Yehuda holds that? You're not going to be Shimon. So you have to give him back the whole sweater. So when he gave me the sweater, it's only worth $5. It had no color at all. I give him back the sweater. It's a sweater that's worth $20 because it has a color in it. So I give him back the whole sweater because I'm not going to be Shimon. But then he has to pay me. This is din of hayor l'toch shorish tachaver shalor b'shus v'hishbicha. He did not authorize me to dye red. He authorized me to dye black. So I did him, I took his raw material and I made it worth $20 by doing an activity that he didn't ask me to do. So what's takadin? And you have a field and it's sitting fallow. You're lazy. What, you want to sit and learn? You have no time to go plant in the field. I go and I plant in your field. So the din is whatever grows in the field is aroy ashbach. Whoever owns the sada, owns the shvach that grows there. Yeah, but it didn't. But it's not a shvacha de b'mele. It didn't happen by itself. It's not for the fact that I worked hard, so nothing would have grown. So the din is that you have to pay me something. If I go to someone else's field and I make it worth more, I increase the value. I improve the value by doing something. I build a hotel on his b'shus, or I planted vegetables there, or something. Or I dyed his colorless sweater red, or I dyed it black. And I wasn't supposed to do that. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, to be honest, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not kind of machinery. So you have to give him back the sweater that's worth $20. But he has to pay me for improving the value of the sweater. Okay? So that you have to figure out how much does he have to pay me. So that's a Mishnah, Kufa Mebeis. And the main sugi is really in the end above Metziah. How do you calculate how much he has to pay me? Okay, so shayla. So hop on him. The Gemara says, look at the Mishnah and Kufa Mebeis. Rav Meir in the Mishnah is assuming, making a lot of assumptions. One of the several assumptions is that Shinui is kainim. He says, no, so the maid simra. Meir holds that he kainim is Shinui. Meir holds also, oival das balabais nikra gazlan. And he gets a kinyin zela. It's a nisik zela, and he gets a kinyin zela. And even though it's boin kachas, it's bevasachas, but the shinui is kind of the shinui. And even though he didn't intend to steal it, chiddush or gabi chiddush. So Rameir Shita, part of Rameir's story is that shinui is kind of. So that's what the Gemara quotes on our daf. You see the Ferish on the Mishnah like that, that shinui is kind of. Toshma, this is going to prove it conclusively. It's why the Abu Mustafa Shach Shach would say, Adam, Rameir, Ramanasala, Meit Simrai, Meit Simrai, and the Meit Simrai, Shvach, hello. You don't give him everything back. You don't have to give back the sweater that's worth $20. The sweater when he gave it to me is only worth $5, colorless. Now that I put in a color, it's worth $20. I don't have to give him back the $20 sweater. I only pay him $5 and goodbye because I was kainer. If Rameir holds that other pshat, there were two ways to learn Rameir in this brice. If pshat and Rameir is the shina is not kainer, so let it be required to give him back the whole sweater the way it's standing now. The Meitzimah Shvacha Boy Le Meisav Le. It's a little bit Megum Gam Galoshen Agamara. Yisal Gadai Tachsav Rameh Shinoi Ein Or Koine. It shouldn't say the Meitzimah Shvacha Boy Le Meisav Le. You should give him back his sweater at the end, not the Meitzimah. It means if the sweater was stolen. The Rashba points out, it's not Meduyah. Galoshen Agamara is not Meduyah. It shouldn't say the Meitzimah Shvacha Boy Le Meisav Le. It should say you should give him back the whole sweater, like Rabbi Yehuda says, give him back the whole sweater. That's it. That's Mukhrah. Rameh's name doesn't belong on Abai's list. Abai's right. Rameh doesn't hold Shina any kind. Rashi says because the knas is only be mazed, not be shaken. Oh, the knas of chakonis must need some itzev. The lav gazma who, the lav chayte who. No, he is a gazma, but it's be shaken. The shaken who, he's not a gazlan with a negative connotation. He is a gazlan. A mehoz is kind of bishino. He is a gazlan. Mehoz, oibal das bal bais nik be gazlan. Chay beyonds in the whole works.
What does he mean, Rashi?
Right. He didn't mean evil intentions. Nishkan gazlan, in Yiddish sense of the term. If he didn't, but in Metziah terms, he's a gazlan. But Rashi means in the Yiddish sense. Nishkan gazlan, he meant l'tayvasa. He thought he's doing him a favor.
Now, Are you meeting men in state? I don't know, like Russian, but Russian seems to be more
made in state. Okay.
Maybe that's a Russian. And the Kabbalah thing said, he thought the guy said black, not red. Made it twice.
I don't know, would that be called Doival Das Balabais? Because the Gemara Bavman Tziya bases that whole discussion on this Mishnah. Doival Das Balabais Nikra Gaz. I thought Doival Das Balabais means, I know I'm doing wrong. He gave me the money to buy shoes, and I go and I buy Svar. I knew I'm doing wrong.
I suppose he's shaking, not that he did
the Yeah. Could be. Either shaking means he made a mistake, or shaking means he thought he's doing him a favor. He was shaking on the other. So the Gemara, the first lashon of the Gemara, they prove in the Mishnah Kufam Ebeis, the Ramei Hol Shinikar. The Nika, the army says, you don't even have to go so far to Kufam Ebeis. We proved it well from Tzadik Bavam Ebeis, because the way Rav reversed the Girsa, he can't say Ramei Lidrem, Darabon Komalahu, etc., because Ramei is the first one speaking in the Mishnah. Rabbanu come after Ramez. He can't say Lidivreim. He's the one who's starting off the whole conversation. And Nika, the Amr, the Gemara says, hello, Eboilon, why according to Rav? Rav corrected the Girsa. He had a tradition that the Girsa is Lehepach. Midafech Rav. Rav reverses Vitoni. Fakir, the first one speaking is Ramez. Goes, all behem of skin of others can unshlechel. What Misham Shas Hagzeli? Kone Vishina, the Ramez. Vachacham, Mabonim Hubshul, Karkois. And that Girsa makes more sense. Otherwise, it comes out that all over in Shas, Avad Mumshel Kakos is only Rav Meir Shita. The Rav had the tradition, it's the reverse. So, Vada, the Rav Meir Shini Koinen. It's enough in a Mishnah, he can't say the Dira. The only Ibai that the Hochok now said the Kokonis. Kiko Iboilam, but we did have Iboilu. No, the Ibai was a different Ibai. You have a suffix where the Rav Meir's penalty, when it says Iboilu, my time Rav Meir, not my time Rav Meir. We know the reason for Rav Meir is. But now we have a new shayla. We have a big sugi in Gittin, in Perek HaNezokin. Sometimes you say konzu shogot amazin, and sometimes you say lo konzu shogot amazin. And the Gemara quotes cases from Kol HaTorah Kula. A guy does malacha b'chol hamoed amazin, so you penalize him. So what if he did the malacha b'chol hamoed b'shogi? You penalize him. A guy does malacha sakarka b'shviyas. The mazit, so you penalize him. What would you do if he did it b'shogeg? Guy does malach on Shabbos, oisim hamavash of the Shabbos, you penalize him. Not like, what if he did it b'shogeg b'Shabbos? A guy's not allowed to marry a menek as chaver, menek umuber as chaver. What if he married her? So you tell him you got to get divorced, and even though he's a kohen. Let's say the woman was married previously and the husband died, and now she's menek as umuber. So I'm not a kohen gadol, I'm a kohen hedyon. I'm allowed to marry it on money. So if I marry the girl when she's still menekes chaver, menekes chaver, so the Gemara says, the penalty, you got to divorce. I won't be able to marry her later. So, farfam, tough luck. There's a penalty with Rabbanan. He has to divorce her. So what if he married her b'shogeg? Nah, they didn't warn him in advance. He didn't realize. He didn't know that there's anything wrong. You say he must divorce her and kiss his wife goodbye. He's not allowed to marry her again later on. She'll be a grusha. Or do you say, no, b'shogeg, they didn't penalize her. The Gemara has many cases. Matame, medame, menasech. The Mezid B'shogeg, whether if you assume the Hezek Shein Nikar is only with the Rabbana, whether Konsu Shokot Mezid. The Gemara makes Chilukim. There's room to say a difference between a Din Daraisa and a Din Rabbana in either direction. You can say maybe you're more Machman the Rabbanas, maybe more Machman the Raisas, all kinds of Svaras. Maybe more Machman Shviyas, because Shviyas people are Mezalzel, people are not Mezalzel in the Shviyas, all kinds of psychologies introduced. So the Gemara says this was the Sufik that we have here. We know for sure the Rabbana never meant to say. Like Abayi's Tanoim, he never meant to say Shina is not Kohen. He must him Shina is Kohen. But he only made a Knas for the Rabbanon. What would you say? What the concept showed blood to amazing. So the Rashi just said on the Mishnah Kufayim Ebeis, he says, you see over there that the cleaner who improved the value of the sweater, of the color of the sweater, keeps the Shvach. And you don't say concept showed. So Rashi said, why? Because it's B'shegim. So you see that law concept show got amazing. So what is the Gemara not sure? If they already quoted that Mishnah, I don't know, the Maskan is going to be that law concept show got amazing. And on the base, the Gemara says, Ela Shmamina. They finally quote that Mishnah. Toshma, about 7 lines from the top. Toshma the Mishnah, Kuf on the base. It's well the other mitzvah shach shach mitzvah aram neiram inos not meitzim and meitzim and meitzim meshvach aloi. Why don't you make a penalty? The cleaner is making money over here. The fella gave me a colorless sweater, and I did something I shouldn't have done, which was an act of zeila. And now the sweater is worth $20, and I only pay him back $5 on kind of machine, and I have a sweater. I can sell it. I can sell it for more. So the Mari asked the Sakadaita. So finally did the Bishay, this Sakadaita Bishav Namikanis. Why do you let the cleaner be marviach $15? Alav shmamino, since he did a b'shogeg, so there's no penalty. The Gemara finally does say that that's the raif in that Mishnah. The Gemara finally brings the raif in the Mishnah. But first, the Gemara, in this Iboy Yisema, according to the Ika Diamre, they didn't even quote that Mishnah yet. See, in the Loshim before, they already quoted that Mishnah. In order to prove that Ramei holds that Shin is kind. According to the Ika Diamre, They didn't quote that Mishnah. They quoted the Mishnah on Tzadik Bav on the base. Because since Rav has the gears of Harker, the Rav Meir is the first one speaking, so he can't say that the Bam Rabbanu Kamlu. You see that Rav Meir holds that Shinu Yizkaina. The Shinu would push within Mishnah and Shinu Yizkaina. And Rav Meir and the Bryce is only a penalty. So now they had a suffix. What would Rav Meir say? Well, the Kansu Shogot, the Mezid Amar. So the Gemara finally quotes from that Mishnah on Kuf on the base. But according to this lotion, we hadn't yet mentioned the Mishnah, so they didn't realize yet. Rashi already said, since it's B'shogeg, they didn't penalize, so Rashi already is quoting what the Gemara is going to say in the Maskana. That lo konsu shogot amazed by this penalty. So the Gemara first thought, well, let's try to bring a different raya. Where can we dig up a raya? Toshma. So they quote a braisa. Chamishu govman amuchurar. There are five chayvus of mammon that you can only collect from B'nei Chorin. And if the person who owes the debt doesn't have any assets, he cannot collect from the lekuchas. What are the cases? So one of them is a mishnah in the end of this price. One of them is a mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. Milv b'shtar is only goyvim in a yor, only goyvim in a yorshim, but loy min a lekuchas. Milv b'alpe, a milv alpe is goyve from the loyve and from the yorshim achidish. It is not goyve from the lekuchas. So that's a case that you only go from Minam Mechurorim, from Minam Mechurorim, you're not going from Minam Meshubadim. That's what it says in this Braisa. It says, Get Choyv She'en Bo Achrayis. A Shtar Choyv, a Get is a Shtar. Get, we usually use the word Get as far as Getisha. But in Mishnah, it's in the Gemara, you have a Get, just means a Shtar. A Shtar Choyv She'en Bo Achrayis. If it doesn't have, if it doesn't say, V'chol Nechas Meshubadim, the Troy Choyv Zeh, then the Brai tells that you don't collect from the Chosim Mishabot. So it's like a Milva Peh. So Milva Peh is Goyve Minei, but it's not Goyve from the Lekuchas. That's the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. So that's one of the five. So that didn't we know. That didn't we know. Yeah. This Brai happens to have an added Chiddush. Even though it's a Milva Bishtar, it is a Milva Bishtar. But it's a Milva Bishtar, and it doesn't say, I get Chav She'en Bo Achayis Chosim. It doesn't say one way or the other. It doesn't say one way or the other whether there is a Shiva Nechosim. Our practice is, let's say, when the Nechosim gives the Kala a Ksuba under the Chuppah, so he writes Beferish. Chon Nechosim Mishabadim Lechoyb Zeh Nechsim Delesna, Dislan Achrayis, Delesna Achrayis. He writes his Mishabad the Karka, Mishabad the Betatel, Magab the Karka. But the din is that even if here the din is by a Shtar Halvoah, by Ksuba maybe not, but by a Shtar Halvoah, the din is that even if it just says, we the undersigned testify that Reuven led Shimon $10,000 and he has to pay within 3 years from today's date. And they write down the date. And it doesn't say whether yes or no, is the Shimon Nechosim, is the not Shimon Nechosim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether achrayis to a sefer or achrayis lav to a sefer. Achrayis means that the Shimon Nechosim enabling the malach to collect from the lekuchas, that's called achrayis. So the fact that that line is missing, the lack of achrayis, we assume that that's a scribal error. The sefer made a mistake, but it's self-understood that there certainly is going to be Shiva Nechosim. What do you think? A guy's going to lend $10,000. He's not going to give away, he's not prepared to give away $10,000. He lends him $10,000 on the assumption that he's going to collect it back. And if the loiv is not going to have any assets, Malva wants to have the ability to collect from the lekuchas. So it's self-understood that he wants Shiva Nechosis. Even if it's not written explicitly in the Shtar, since it's obviously self-understood, People don't give money away. They don't throw money around like that. So it's self-understood that there is a shim in the chasm. So that's how we pass. That achrayis tosaf. Unless it says beferish in the shtar. Reuben lent Shimon $10,000 and he owes him the money and there's no shim in the chasm. If it says beferish, then there's no machloek the satana. There's only shim in the guf, there's no shim in the chasm. But the Gemara thought that that's not what it means in the braisa. They thought that the braisa means get chob she'ein bo achrayis. It doesn't say one way or the other. Doesn't say whether yes or no. So it doesn't say one way or the other. So we pass from l'alocha achrayis to a sefer. The lack of achrayis is a mistake made by the sefer. It's self-understood. So he does collect achrayis. And this braisa holds not so. That's Rab Meir Shita. We know him, but we see it, Rashi quote, but we see it a few days. That's a machlek zameir ne'rabon. It says there, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. What's the whole yisayt of Hashavas Aveda? The Torah does want that someone should suffer a loss. So let's say I find a gun. It has the name and the address of the owner of the gun. The one who owns the gun is a murderer. Hashavas Aveda, I'm going to give him back the gun. He's going to go kill people. So there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. It's a hefset to the other people. He's going to use it against the other people. You're not allowed to give it back. But let's say I find the shtar halva in the street. And it says that Reuben lent Shimon $100,000. I don't know who lost the shtar halva, whether the Malva lost the shtar halva and the Leiva lost the shtar halva. If the Malva lose it and the Leiva didn't pay yet, so I give it back to the Malva, he'll be able to collect. If the Leiva lost it, it means that he paid already. Either he never borrowed the money yet. The Leiva wrote a shtar halva to be prepared and he wants to convince the Malva to lend him the money. So he didn't yet succeed in convincing the Malva. So the Leiva wrote to Shtarvay, he never gave it to the Malva. So if he dropped it, you got to give it back to him. Or the Leiva did borrow the money and he already paid it up and the Malva surrendered the Shtarvay. And the Leiva didn't have a chance to rip it up yet. He's walking home from the Malva's home after he picked up the Shtarvay and he didn't have a chance to, the ceremony of burning of the mortgage. So he didn't live so long to burn the mortgage yet. Didn't have a chance to burn it yet. So if you find a shtar chayiv, you're not allowed to give it back, not to the malva, not to the love. You may be maksa the other guy. You don't know who's the rightful owner. What happens if the loiva admits, give it back to the malva? I borrowed the money and I never paid it back. So what is this? So do as Baldin Kamehdin done, so give it back to the malva. So the Gemara says, no, you can't take the loiva's word for it. It's chab lachrini. Maybe the truth of the matter is that the loiva paid the money already. And the Malva gave him the shtar, and the Leiva is lying. But he's making Hadra Asbaldin, so what's the problem now? Hadra Asbaldin, if he'll collect from him a second time, he's not there, there's no problem. But it may turn out that the Leiva is admitting that he owes the money and he has no more assets. So this whole thing is a dreidel, this is a norma, in order to collect from the Lekucha. So the Malva will go to Bezin, will go investigate to see the Leiva has no assets. We'll go collect from the Lekuches the 100,000, whatever, the $100,000, and then the Malva and the Leiva will split the money after they cheated in the Lekuches. So Mikra Adin there, I said, the Gemara says, Oidoz Baldin, that's Chav Lachrini is Nem. If I'm admitting that I owe money, I'm not admitting that he owes money, I'm admitting that I owe money. Then Mele, the Bezim will come to my apartment and see I have no assets, so the Mele will go to the Lekuches. So Mikra Adin there, I say, I am Nem. It's a Chashash from the Rabbanon. Chashina likinunya. The Gemara says, whatever there's no chashash kinunya, let's say to collect from Hegdish. So, Eir al Moshe kinunya la Hegdish, then Hoidos Badin Chav Lachmini would be Nem. That's the Gemara. The Gemara, the Rishon at the end of the first paragraph in Bavli. So, that's if the Loiv is going to admit, the Loiv will admit, and there's a chashash, it's a Hoidos Badin Chav Lachmini. What happens if I'm walking in the street, I find a shtachayv, it says that Reuben borrowed $100,000 from Shimon. I don't know who dropped it. And it doesn't say one way or the other whether there is achrayis nechas. Doesn't say. So we hold la'alocha achrayis to a sefer. It's a mistake that they didn't write it. Self-understood, le'ayiv yidnish zuzibichdi. People don't give away money not being secure. He certainly intended that there should be a shiva nechasim. There's going to be a shim in the chasim, even though it doesn't say. And even if the loiva admits that the malva dropped it, you should give it back to the malva. We don't believe the loiva because it may be chav lachrini. And Rameya says not so. Matzah shtar echoiv, eimah machrais nechassim, yachzir, if the loive admits, if the loive admits that it was dropped by the malve, there's no chav lachrina, lefi shein bezdin, nifroi mehem, because the bezdin will not take away from the lukuchas. So there is no chav lachrina. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. Rameya sheet is that achrais is lafta sefer, the line that's missing, that it should have said, chol nechassim shibadim lachov zeh, it's not assumed to have been a scribal error that he left it out. He left it out, so there's no shiv nechos. The Gemara there has another pshat in Rameya. Tesis quotes Shmuel. Tesis divra an tzarikem and avdu b'maschah chamisha. Tesis quotes Shmuel, who says, where it says, b'amitzir daf yud gimel. Oy mahay Rav Meir. Rav Meir fleg alam al zot. Nishtachayv sheim rachayis nechos meni goy v'lo min nechos im shibadim v'lo min b'nei chayrin. You can't collect even minei. Can't collect at all. That's what Shmuel said, Pshat and Rav Meir. The Gemara says Shmuel was itaisa. Zab gifret. The fair is not good. So the correct Pshat and Rav Meir is not, b'nei she'ein, it says, Motzah shtar chai v'ein ha'machrais nechassim, yachzer, you give it back to the malve. So the correct Pshat is, you give it back to the malve if the loiv admits. He makes it a dos paldin. Ay, but isn't it chav lachrini? No. L'fi she'ein bez nefroi mehen, Bezdin will not collect from the Lukuchas. Because Rameh holds Achrayis is Laftosev. That's the Pshat. And Shmuel thought, Shmuel claimed, yeah, it's a W Yadua. I'm a high Rameh. It's not true. The Gemara says, he tells you it's absolutely not correct. How does Shmuel read Rameh? Yachzir, you give it back to the Malve, even if the Loida doesn't admit that the Malve dropped it. Ay, is the But you mafsa the loiva, maybe the loiva paid her it. So the Gemara says, no, you can't collect with this anyway. Shtar chayv shem achrayis nechassim eni goy v'afilim ebnei chorin. Eni goy v'lo min nechassim shom lo min nechassim. What kind of the Gemara says, is he kaisen, is up gifre. What's the logic for Shmuel Shita? So on that daf, there's a famous Shita Mekubetzis, it says what Rav Chaim says. Chaim has in his sefer a whole explanation of what's going on at Rambam. We have a din in Piham, a loim pik sova, that says, Al pishnai meidim, al pishloish eidim, yokum dover, al pishnei eidim, al pishloish eidim, yokum dover. By the first it says, Al pishnai mishloish eidim, yumas ameis. By mom it says, Shnei. Al pishnei eidim, al shloish eidim, yokum dover, that's by mom. So, the Gemara Darsh has been Piham, a loim pik sova. So all the Rishonim are bothered with a kasha. If there's a dim in Piyam Lo Piksom, how can you ever have a shtar? A shtar is no good. So the Rambam writes, that's correct. Shtar is only good with the Rabban. So the Ramban asks in the Sefer HaMitzvah on the Rambam, how can shtar be good only with the Rabban? What's a Gedisha? And Isha is Miskadesh is Bishtar. Karkas Niknas Bishtar. Everything is only with the Rabban. That's impossible. It's ridiculous. So the Ktzois and the Nesivis and Rav Chaim, they all say the same thing. No, there are two categories of shtar. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar rai. So when you have a shtar kinyan, that works min atara. Shtar rai is only good min the rabban. Shtar rai means if I sold you the karka bekesef or bechazokin or bechalipin, you already made a kinyan of the karka, and then you say, give me a shtar that you should be able to prove that my children shouldn't come and claim that you stole the karka from their father. So afterwards I write, this is to ascertain that I really sold my karka to Pliny and he paid me money and was going to the karka, and this shtar is a shtar rai. And the witnesses sign on the bottom. So the Rambam says there's such a shtar which is only the raya, that's only good with the rabban. That's a violation of Pim Lom Pikso. So why isn't the shtar kinyan also a violation of Pim Lom Pikso? So the other, there are two kinds of shtar kinyan. We pass from the halacha that Eidim is Sira Karsa. We pass from, let's say, the husband writes a get to his wife and he doesn't have anybody sign on the bottom at all. He just gives the get in the presence of Eidim is Sira. So we pass from like Rav Lozer, halacha Rav Lozer, and Dalet and Aleph and Gidim, halacha Rav Lozer, that Eidim is Sira Karsa. You don't have to have any Eidim Chasim. Yeah, so such a star, and the same is true by Karka, if I want to sell you Karka. So just write down Sodi Kanui Lacho, Sodi Nesum Lacho B'matona. You don't have to have any Eidi Chassim assigned. The din is that Eidi Mesir Kaz, you don't have to have any Eidi Chassim. So that's of course not a question of Mipiham alone Piksov. The Piksovim is only a question if you have a Haggadah Eidis Piksov. Here there's no Eidis Piksov. No one signed anything. So of course, just a shtar kinyan, that itself is not not a kasha from the piyul or miksov. There is no edus miksov. What is a kasha is the following. This Mara Gemara, the common practice was that the husband gave his wife a get with Eide Chasima, and the get accomplished the gerushin, and then the wife would walk around with the get later on to be able to prove that she's allowed to remarry. So the get would initially serve as a shtar kinyan, but then later on it would serve as a shtar raya if it has signatures on it. And that's how the Mishnah says. They made a takon of the Rabbanim and they took an oilam, sheyuhu ha'edim chosim ala get. So the Gemara asked, the Eidim sign on the get is only a takana of the Rabbanah. Isn't it in their eyes that the Eidim have to sign on the get? Gemara says, if you hold like Rab Meir Eidim Hasim Karsi, it's a din menatar. The get doesn't get off the ground unless he signed. But we don't pass like Rab Meir. We pass like Rab Loza. Eidim Asira Karsi. So the get would really be kosher without Eidim Hasim. So it's a takana with Eidim Hasim. The Eidim should sign that the get should be able to serve later as a shtar raya. How then is the woman going to prove that she was divorced? The zman is that we don't let her keep the get. We take back the get and we give her a shtar maisa bezin. Bezin writes a ptur. But the zman ha-gemara, the get served as the shtar right. So that's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asked on the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that all shtaras are only with the Rabban? Well, we know that a get can serve menatar as the shtar right. Well, let's say if I sold you the karka, the chalipin, or b'kesef, or b'chazoka, yukoyne, and then later on I write a shtar. This is to ascertain, this is to serve as a shtar raya. The Rambam says such a shtar raya is only good with the Rabban. Takana with the Rabban, hefke bezna. But if I sold you the karka, the shtar, then the shtar kinyan can serve as a shtar raya on the level of the rice. The get can serve as a shtar raya later on the level of the rice. Why is that so? That's what the Ksais and the Sibis don't explain. They just say the difference between the Shtakin and Shtarat. They don't explain. So Rav Chaim explains it a little more. What he says is the following. All the Rishonim ask this kasha. If there's a din, the Piyam, the Lom, Piksovam, how's there ever a Shtar? How is any Shtar any good? So the Rambam says, Anachanam, the old Shtar is all on the Rambam. The other Ktesis, in Ksubis Dav Chav, Ktesis in Ksubis Dav Chav writes, and the Balamor, all the Rishonim say the same parrot, basically, that when is it a Chisar, the Piyam, the Lom, Piksovam, if the Eidim write on their own? We, the undersigned, ascertain to the fact that we saw Halvor and Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon. They write a shtar on their own and they give it to the Malvin. So that's no good. That's Mepim Olam Piksov. What if the Leiva authorizes the Eidim to write the shtar? So if they were authorized Midas HaMischayev, so then the Rishonim say that's a din of shtar. If the Eidim write on their own without Das HaMischayev, that's no good. That's Mepim Olam Piksov. But if they were authorized to write Midas HaMischayev, then it has a special din of shtar. So that's what Rav Chaim explains within the Rambam. The Rambam thinks, when can you call it a Das HaMischayev? If this shtar is affecting a change, this shtar is going to make a change. This is a shtar kinyan. With this shtar, the karka is going to belong to you. With this shtar, the woman is going to become migureshes. Something is going to change based on this shtar. So that's called a Das HaMischayev, the one who is prepared to divorce his wife, or the one who's prepared to marry the girl, whatever, he is called the Das HaMischayev. The one who's prepared to sell his karka, to give away the karka, he's going to surrender his karka to the other one for money or for nothing, whatever the case happens to be, he's called the Das HaMischayev. So whenever there's a shtar kinyan, the one who authorizes the writing of the shtar is considered the Das HaMischayev. And then it has a din of shtar, so then it's good even as a raya later on. But if the shtar was initially written only the shem raya, I sold you the karka, the kesef, or bechazoke, or bechalipin. So the karka is already yours. Then you ask, I should write you a shtar raya, then it should ascertain the fact that the karka is yours. So I should write a shtar raya. So that's not called a das ha-mischayev. What am I being mischayev when I authorize the writing of the shtar? Nothing is changing. The mischayev is that I won't be able to cheat you later on. I sold you the karka, the kesef, or the chazoke, or the chalipin. If you don't have a shtar, then I can always deny later on. I say you're a liar, the karka is mine, I never sold it to you. So if I give you a shtar raya, this will prevent me from cheating you later on. So that, so the Rambam holds, that's not called Das HaMischayev. Das HaMischayev means, by the writing of the shtar, I lose something. So if this is the shtar kinyan, this shtar accomplishes that the house now belongs to you. This shtar accomplishes that he's married. This shtar accomplishes that she just got divorced. So that's called the Das HaMeschayev. So whenever you have a Das HaMeschayev, then it has a Halach of Shtar, then it's not a problem on the Pixel. But if you can't call it a Das HaMeschayev if it's only to serve as a ride, then I shouldn't be able to cheat you. So the Rambam apparently holds it that there is no Das HaMeschayev on a Shtar ride. Taisus holds not so. Taisus Sumas Davchov holds not so. That even on a Shtar Raya, it's also a Das HaMeschayev. What is he being Meschayev? He's Meschayev that he shouldn't cheat the other guy. He shouldn't tell a lie. So the Shita Mukubetz is there, and Babitzia Daf Yud Gimel explains Shmuel. The Gemara says Shmuel is Taisus. He's absolutely not correct. The Gemara proves him all over the place that Rav Meir never said that. I'm a high Rav Meir, Meir Fleg Alam Al Zog. Shmuel says, Ramey used to always say. The Gemara says it's not correct. Ramey never said that. All he said was, if the Loive admits, the Moitzu Haveda found the star in the street, told to give it back to the Malva, the Loive says, give it back to the Malva. He lost it. I didn't lose it. So usually we wouldn't take his word for it. It could be a Chav Lachrini. But if it's star Shein Ba'achreis Nechassim, Ramey holds Achreis as Laftosayf, and you're not going to collect from the Lukuthas, so there is no Chav Lachrini. No Chav Lachrini. So you believe the Loive. You give the shtar back to the mob. That's the accepted pshat in Rav Meir. And the incorrect pshat was what Rav Meir, what Shmuel suggested. I'm high Rav Meir. Shtar chayv shem ha-machrayis nechassim yachzir. You give it back to the malva. The fee, it's worthless. Ain't bezin for a man. Bezin will not even collect from the loiva. You don't collect at all with such a shtar. Ma pitam, how can it be? So the Shita Mekubetzes says, according to Rav Meir, if you have a shtar shekosaba achrais nechassim, then the shtar is a shtar kinyan. It's going to shiva nechassim. So since, just like I have a shtar that I'm selling karakas, so shiva nechassim is a kinyan lachatzayim. When the loiva authorizes the edim to write a shtar, that she created shiva nechassim on his karka, so that shtar halva is a shtar kinyan. It's creating shiva nechassim, just like karka is nicknames the shtar. So shiva nechassim is a kinyan lachatzayim. So when you have a shtar sheyesh ba achrayis nechassim, it's a shtar kinyan. So then there's an expression of das hamischayev. When you have das hamischayev, it's a din of shtar. So then it's good to collect mina, and it's a shtar, and there's no problem peaks of them. But if you have a shtar sheyesh ba achrayis nechassim, it doesn't say achrayis nechassim. So what is it? It's a shtar raya. It says that the loiva borrowed $100,000 from the malva. What made the loiva chayv to give back the money? The halva made him chayv to give back, not the shtar. The shtar is just the raya that the malva really lent the loiva $100,000. So the Rambam says we paskin that midirabbanan there's a takana midirabbanan that there's a shtar raya. Rameya denies that. Rameya has no such takana midirabbanan. It's possible menater because it's been picked up. So that's what the Shita Mekubetzes says. And Bob Metzian, Daf Yud Gimel, Shita explains Shmuel's opinion. We don't accept Shmuel's opinion. We don't paskin like Shmuel.
The Das Meschayev is the Lukufos?
No, Das HaMeschayev is when the shtar accomplishes a kinyan. The Rambam's opinion is that there's only Das HaMeschayev on the shtar kinyan.
I'm saying in the Shita Mekubetzes is tzir, who's going to be the Das HaMeschayev? The Lukufos, no?
No, the Loive has karkoes. So when the Loive borrows money, he makes a shibin aguf. He owes the $100,000. When he writes a shtar and he gives it to the malve, that's makna, the karkoes that he has at present. If he doesn't have it yet, it's not. But it's makna the karkos that he has to the malva with respect to gvi. It's a kinyan lachatzoy. So if it's a shtar sheyesh b'achrayis nechassim, then it's a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is das hamechayev. But if it's ain't b'achrayis nechassim, then it's only purely a shtar raya. And a shtar raya is no das hamechayev. So Ramei holds there is no takana de rabban. So it's like the Shita Mekubetzes said everything that Rav Chaim wanted it to say. It's not where Rav Chaim must have seen it in the Shita Mekubetzes. That's Rav Baruch Ber over there in Bobinsky is all excited. This Shita Mekubetzes says what Rav Chaim said. Yeah, it's not Rav Chaim got it, and that's Shita Mekubetzes.
So even the Nefarim cannot.
That's what Shmuel claims. I'm a high Rav Meir. Shmuel claims that Rav Meir, Fleg Alam Al Zogin, Shtar Sheim Achrayis Nacha, Ain a Goy, Vulam Nechas Mishon, Vulam Nechas Menechar. You don't collect it all, it's worthless. The Shtar is worthless. Why is it worthless? So the Shita says, because it's Mepik Sova. So how is any Shtar any good? No, if it has Shibun Nechassim, then it's a Shtar Kinyan. If it's a Shtar Kinyan, then it's Das HaMeschayev. It's Das HaMeschayev, it's a Din Shtar. So it's not in the category of a Pixel. But every Shtar Raya, by definition, there's no Das HaMeschayev. Das HaMeschayev is only if this Shtar is accomplishing it, his Chayvus. That's really a big question. Whether the Shtar Chayv that enables the Malva to collect from the Lekuchas Shita Mekubetz is there on Yud Gimel is a suga that that's a Shtarkini. That's 2 days in Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Gimel on the base. Gimel on the base, and Tosfos points out it depends on two girsas in Bava Basra, Kufay and Vavam. Now, there's a big Tosfos, Gimel on the base, with Govim and Achosim Shabbat. So they point out that Rashi there on Govim and Achosim Shabbat has two pshat. First pshat, then he says Lish Nachrina. So Tosfos says the two pshatim that Rashi says really are two ways to read the Gemara and get posh at the end of Bava Basra, Kufay and Vav. And it depends on a shini and girsa there. But it says, Avav or Ayud. Shani hasa mishas ksiva mishtabit or mishas ksuba mishtabit. That's the place it points out. Should it say Avav in the Gemara, ksuba, or mishas ksiva, Ayud? So there are two ways to understand how does the malva have the ability to collect from the lakuchas based on a shtar chay. Is it taka like the Shittim Kubetza says? It's a, the shtar functions as a shtar kini. No. Nikir Adin, as she really say, when the loiva borrows money, the halvo itself creates a shibin ukuf and a shibin achosim. The only reason why you don't collect from the chosim shubadin is because of seder the lukuchas. Man the yozib, it's in a yozib. People who borrow money, they want to do it privately. I don't want everybody to know that I'm in need for money. I'm a Rachmanis case. If I'm going to want to sell some property, the people are going to give very low offers. Because they know that I'm in need for money, I'll grab anything. So whenever I borrow money, man the yozi, if one who borrows money, but sinu yozi. Doesn't want everybody to know. So the lakuchas are not going to know. So if the loiva is going to sell, loiva borrowed $100 million. He's going to sell his karka to the lakuchas, then the mal is going to come take away from the lakuchas. So it's a pseudo to the lakuchas. You'll ruin the whole world of business. People will never want to buy any karka. The karka may be taken away. How are they going to be able to check to find out if man the yozi, but sinu yozi? How can they find out whether he owes money? So it made a takana de rabbanon. You can only, you know, the halva should have really accomplished when the matan mois, when the leva borrows the money, it should accomplish both the shibin uguf and the shibin uchosim. But they made a takana de rabbanon have kibbez and have kibbez and say that the lukuchas. But if the leva gave a shtar to the malva, then isle kola, the edim who are going to sign are going to tell the whole world, they're going to blabble to the whole world, they got borrowed money. Then there won't be any longer any pseid in lukuchas. Once it's not pseid in lukuchas, you don't say that the shtar serves, the shtar law serves as a shtar kinyan to be kind of the karka. Just like karka is nicknas bishtar, so shibin lachosimah karka is also nicknas bishtar. The loiva owns the karka and he's makna the karka lachatzon to the malva. No, it's not that it's a kinyan shtar. It's the matan lois that creates the shibin aguf. Should have always created also the shibin lachosim. The only thing is that in the Rabbanu we say that's not fair because of Seder Lepuchas. For the minute you have a shtar, so it is fair. Shite. So I say the Matan Mois does create the Shibin Lechos. But not that the shtar has to be a shtar kinyan. No, other Rabbi, a shtar raya. If there's a shtar raya on the Havoa, then there's going to be Islei Kola. Once there's going to be Islei Kola, then there's no issue of Seder the Lepuchas. Then I say that the Matan Mois creates the Shibin Lechos. So this is a major machloek. That's machloek is the two pshatim in Rashi and Tosfos in Gimel on Beis. The din is that by shtar raya, nobody can hold edim asira karas. When you're talking about a shtar raya, it's not possible to say edim asira karas. A shtar raya has to be a raya. If it doesn't have any signature, so there's no shtar raya. That's Rav Meir's shita. Why does Rav Meir hold edim asira karas? Rav Meir holds that every shtar kinyan works by serving as a shtar raya. This is all Rav Soloveitchik says. We love this so much. Whatever Masechta we were learning, every 2 years he had to say over this whole Shia from the beginning to the end. It took at least 2 hours. Sometimes he would spend 2 shiur to explain it. This is, and then going to the whole Ramban on the Rif and the whole Arichas Dvar. But this was obvious. So he said, an Ashtar Rai is a Dava Pasha Davari, you have to have Eidech Hasima. If no Eidech Hasima, how's an Ashtar Rai? So a Mer Shita is that there's only one kind of shtar, not two different shtars. There's a shtar raya. If I give a single girl, I want to marry the girl. If I give the girl a shtar raya that we are married, and we both want to get married, the fact that I gave her a shtar raya, we're married, that causes that we just became married. If I'm married with my wife and I want to get rid of her, if I give her a shtar raya that we are divorced, that causes that we became divorced. If I own karka and I want to transfer ownership to you, a matana, I want to sell it, if I give you a shtar raya, that the karka that used to belong to me now belongs to you, that accomplishes the trick that it now belongs to you. Everything has to be a shtar raya. It's not that there's a separate Sometimes a shtarai is a rai that something has already taken effect. And sometimes if I give you a shtarai that we are divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. If I give you a shtarai that we are married and we both agree they have divorced, the wife doesn't have to agree, just want the husband. But as far as the kiddushin, if they both agree they want to get married, he gives her a shtarai, we are married, that accomplishes that they become married. So Ramei holds every shtar has to have erich hasima. Because every shtar kinyan, the way it functions, the mechanics of the functioning is, it has to start off as a shtarai. We don't accept Ramei's opinion. We pass like Rablozin. The Gemara says, Andal and Manal, halachik Rablozin. So we pass with the two different shtars. A shtar raya is a raya you have to have erich hasima. So shtar kinyan has totally nothing to do with shtarai. Absolutely no connection with shtarai. So that's Shtar Kinyan is a different thing. You write the Kinyan, Hareh Mekudeshesle, Hareh Mekudeshes Mene, Hareh Sadeh Mitzir Lucha, Bematan, Hareh Sadeh Kinui Lucha, whatever. You write it down, and you give it over. If he would have said it, Balpeh, Sadeh Kinui Lucha, wouldn't accomplish anything. You write it down on a piece of paper, you give it over, so that's stronger. But it's not that you're giving him a Shtar Raya. It does not have any Chasim at all. It's not a Shtar Raya. So that's a Machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos have the two Pshatim. What if the Loive borrowed $100,000 from the Malga, and then he writes on a piece of paper, I hereby mishabed all of my nechosim to the choiv that you lent me, and he gives him the shtar in the presence of two edim mesira, but there are no edim chasima. Would you say edim mesira kasi? We pass an edim mesira kasi. Edim mesira kasi doesn't work on a shtar either, it only works on a shtar kinyan. So what affects the sheep and nechosim? Is it that the shtar halvoy functions as a shtar kinyan? Just like karka is nicknames bishtar, so the shtar is kind of the shibud nechosim, because shibud nechosim is a kinyan lachatzai. So the shtar halvoy serves as a shtar kinyan. Or should you say, no, it's a shtar raya. Nikiradin, the makimoyas creates the shibud aguf and the shibud nechosim. The only reason why he doesn't collect from the lakuch is because pesed the lakuch is. So the tachah made a takana. Once you have a shtar raya on the halvoy, then it's islay kala. So there's no pesedah the lakuchah. So then you go back where you started again. The mikra din, the matnamois creates the shimul chasim. So that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes of Rishayim. How do you view it?
Wait, that whole shayla, that's only a shayla field shibud lab the rice, no?
The Nadi Bihuda's son has a chuba, the shiva's tzion. It's called Nadi Bihuda chel gimel. They sell it now. There are a lot of chubas in Nadi Bihuda that are written by the son. So that's why the printers now, they want to make more money. No one's going to buy the Shiva Tzion now. So the Nadi Bihuda, more people want to buy. So they sell Nadi Bihuda three chalok. Nadi Bihuda chelkim. Okay. So Nadi Bihuda's son has in the Shiva Tzion. He says that this issue, that's our Abayim Salavetchi Gisla Chiyos. Like this Nadi Bihuda's son. But this Shaila, these 2 days in Taisvis, where the Shtar Havoy that accomplishes that should be Shiva Mechosin, is it B'Torah Shtar Kinyan or is it B'Torah Shtar Raya? So he says it depends, but the Paskin, Shibuda Derais or Shibuda Lav Derais. What's the machloikis in the Gemara? So the Rabbein, using the Rabbeinu Tam's terminology, shibud aguf, when a person borrows money, shibud aguf, everybody's masking that that's their rice. I borrowed money, I have to pay back. There's one opinion in Gemara that even shibud aguf is also lav der rice. It's just mitzvah, kriyas pachoy mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. So that opinion was rejected. The Gemara tilts a little bit about that. We don't accept that. We hold that shibud aguf is their rice. Not just as a religious mitzvah, the guy says, well, I'm not Orthodox. I don't believe in anything, so it doesn't matter. Shibud aguf is their eyes, Hashem. If he has money, you force him to pay, not because he kofa la mitzvah, because you force him to pay mitam chashmish. The whole machlekes in the Gemara was whether shibud their eyes, not their eyes, about shibud nechosim. So the Yehuda's son says like this, if you all shibud their eyes in Mikra, then their eyes in the matan mois creates not only shibud aguf, creates shibud nechosim. So this whole story is nitan v'heyom. That it really should have, even in Milvat Peh, really should have accomplished Shibud Nechosim. But it's a Rahman is Pesedah the Lekuchah, so they cancelled it. But once he writes Shtar Raya, so this Leikolo, then we say the Matan Mois creates the Shibud Nechosim. So this is only good if you hold Shibud of the Raisa. But if you hold Shibud of Lav the Raisa, so Mikarad in the Raisa, when you borrow the money, the Matan Mois only creates Shibud Aguf. So then everybody has to agree that you need the Shtar to create the Shibud Nechosim. So the Shtar has to be a Shtar King. So he says that it's totally Zemizim. That's how Abayim Soloveitchik used to say also. Abayim Soloveitchik thought, I think if I'll check the Rishonim, I'll find half of the Rishonim hold that it's a Shtar Kinyan, and they hold that Shibud is their Isa. He thinks he'll check, he thinks he'll find another bunch of Rishonim hold that Shibud will have their Isa, and nonetheless it's only a Shtar Rai. He thought that it's not totally Zedmuthim. He thought, whatever, it doesn't matter whether Shibud or their Isa will have their Isa. He said, it's a new Shiloh. halacha lemaisa, bottom line, that when you write a shtar, make sheiv in the chasin, or if that shtar doesn't, it's a machleik as a rishonim, two girsus in the gemara, and they'll go to basa, whether that shtar hava serves as a shtar kinyan or a shtara. But the rabbanon, they said the matan was create sheiv in the chasin. On the tonight, that there'll be a shtar, right?
A new takan.
Yeah. He thought, I never checked, he said, he thinks if he'll check, he'll find steers. He said, you look in the long shach, the shach has a long arichas, similar to test, but the shibuta the rice allowed the rest. What's a nafkamina? Very obscure nafkamina. What's the difference with the sheep and the chas and the rice and the rabbi? Nafkamina for karbanos. No, this man chain based on Gemara and Kiddushin, Yud Gimel has a nafkamina for karbanos. A person was mechuyav, let's say a person said, Harei alai oila, and he drops dead before he had a chance to bring the oil. And he has a lot of money. So do you say, if you all shibuta the rice, and after he dies, you have to take money and buy a carbon oil. But if you hold shibuta lav derais, it's only a takan of the rabbanon. So the owner made a takan of the bottom, should say to the lukuchas. The rabbanon shalom is not going to go bankrupt if you don't give him his oil. So then they never made a takan of the rabbanon to bring carbonos lachamis. So that's the only nafkamina the Gemara has in Kiddushin daf Yud Gimel. What would be a nafkamina this man has there? So that daf in Kiddushin Yud Gimel, there's a shita lano delami on Kiddushin. So it gives you a list of five or six very obscure nafkaminas. They never come up in a million years. Complicated cases. It'll depend whether she put it the rice or love the rice. Anyway, it's kimat irrelevant whether she put it the rice or love the rice. Nonetheless, it's a gigantic shach and simulam test. So he lists off all the shitas. Marocha, mol marocha. He says it's his fake in the dinah. There are 20 rishonim hold the shibura the rice and 20 rishonim hold the shibura love the rice. And ain't be a dena lachri, it's sveker dina. It's no nafkamina le dina. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I think if I'll check in that shach, and I'll find that there are 40 names there, 20 here, 20 there, and I'll check those who hold that it's a shtakin shtar, he thinks that if we'll check, we'll find steers to this Shiva sin. He doesn't think that it has to necessarily be told his
name. How's it feel with the use of the love? If it's a receiver,
Subid, the only time you collect from the chasim, mishubadim, if there's only Eidei Mesire, is only by ksubid. Because when he got married, he was mishabed himself in ksubid. When he gives a get bay to Mesire, he gives a get bay to Mesire, she's begoreshes, and he was mishabed himself when he got married, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. But if you're going to give a shtar halvoah bay to Mesire, there's no mockery at all to say that that has shim lechas. And if you have the gears of Mishas Ksibis, that says it is good. If you have Eid in the Sira, who watch when he gives over the Shtar Halva, that will create Shimon Chas. Those are the two gears of sending. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow.